rescinding that nomination for reasons not yet known.
Botello had been approved by one Senate committee so far. The president says he's a good man, but the president wants to go in a tougher direction, he says. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our active weather pattern will continue through the weekend and beyond. For today, risk of showers and thunderstorms continues, mostly morning and midday hours. Otherwise, a warm day today with a high temperature up to about 81. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible tonight, overnight low 63. Then for Saturday and Sunday, the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms around both days. High temperatures will be in the low 80s Saturday, mid 80s possible by Sunday. Could be a few stronger storms, I think, by late Sunday into Sunday evening, too. And more storms on Monday. Stay on top of all this active weather with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Search Rich Thomas Weather in the App Store. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have charged a 15-year-old with first-degree assault and discharging a weapon into an occupied building after a shooting near Lee High School Thursday. The teenage victim is in critical condition at a local hospital. The shooting happened in the 2800 block of Mallory Street. The Butler County Sheriff says a 6-year-old boy died in a house fire Tuesday night. The mother was able to get two other children out of the home. They were taken to Children's Hospital in Birmingham. The cause of this fire remains under investigation. And Montgomery's police force has grown. The police department welcomed 15 new officers at a graduation ceremony yesterday. The new officers completed weeks of training at the police academy and say they are excited to get to work. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James. Mr.
Sandman. Spring is here, my favorite time of the year. Except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299. King adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Twin mattresses start at only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
An evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band. August 11th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. She's no lady, she's your wife. The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett. Here I am. Yes, it's me. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Lyle Lovett and his large band, presented by Big Spring Entertainment and the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
To lose a mind, if I had the toughest feeling, I would lose my soul the way I do.
I got Welcome back in. 7 minutes now after 11 o'clock. All Nirvana all day in honor of the 25th anniversary of Kurt Cobain being murdered by his ex-wife, Courtney Love. Murder or suicide? You gonna take the official, you one of those? You gonna take the official explanation?
To be honest with you, I don't know enough about it to draw a conclusion.
Murdered.
Were you alive then?
What year was this?
94.
Yes.
Okay. April. I had to look because I was like, I wonder if it's even trending on Twitter. Because usually 25th anniversary is kind of a thing,
it's
right?
A thing, yeah.
So it is. It's the number three thing. But I was like, I wanted a hot Millennials of Ruined Nirvana take, but I didn't have it.
No.
Sorry.
So in 1994, you'd have been what, five?
Three.
Yep. I'm 89.
You didn't listen. Yeah, 89. So yeah, five.
Yeah.
You didn't listen to Nirvana at age four or five.
Nope.
That's a shame.
You don't think her parents weren't blaring the first single off of the second album?
First single off the
off of Heart Shaped Box.
Oh, start with an R.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No.
And ends with Ate Me.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
We haven't played that one today, as a matter of fact.
Good. In light of what you were talking about earlier.
I say that as a man whose children know every word to Mo Bamba.
Do they really?
God, yes.
Dave, that song's explicit.
And also, maybe other songs that they shouldn't know.
Our number 272-9228, Dave Mallory. Dave Mallory.
They didn't know where they came from. They need to listen to Young Jeezy.
Baron Coleman with you from 9 to noon, and Christy joins us for the third hour.
For the third hour.
The third hour. Fred, you are on the air, my friend.
Hey, buddy. My granddaughter just came out to the car, pulled in the driveway. You were talking about ambulance charges?
Yes.
You've met me, right? Haven't we met? I'm sure we have. I'm a big guy.
Okay.
I had a wreck back in 1991. And I had to go from Harrison Road to Jackson Hospital, about 3 miles at the outside.
Uh-huh.
Got my ambulance bill was $470, which I know that's not much compared to what it costs now. I called the people that went, I had Blue Cross, so it didn't cost me anything, actually. But I called the people up. I said, do y'all charge about a pound or something? What's the deal?
That's kind of funny.
It was crazy.
All right.
So that's $38,000, huh?
Yeah, $38,000 for the air ambulance.
Hey, buddy.
Air okay. Hey, real quickly, when you hug, do you go for the side hug? Are you a two-armed hugger? How's it work, Fred?
I try to pull britches down, man. I just go for it.
At least you're honest.
Well, frankly, all the two-armed huggers are trying to do that.
No, I let that be the decision of whoever I'm hugging.
That's fair.
If they come straight on, that's cool. If they do it to the side, I'll be respectful of that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it, Fred.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Thanks. Our hot take during the last hour, you weren't here for this.
I know. I kind of wish I was.
All men are creeps, and they all try to fondle women at any opportunity. And in doing so, they use the hug to try to accomplish their means.
And I was talking during the break. I'm the most aggressive hugger ever. I mean, I hug you I don't know if I'm going to see you again. I don't
people
know.
You've just met?
Okay. I'm not.
Oh, we're talking about acquaintances, not friends.
I hug acquaintances.
I mean, no.
Okay.
So again, people you just met.
Someone comes in to win tickets, right? And they say, oh, I listened to you on the morning show.
I have done that before, yeah.
But is this a side hug? Is this an aggressive two-armed on front hug?
It's a full-on frontal two-arm hug.
It's a hot take.
Yeah.
It's a hot take.
You see, it's a double, no one's complaining when I do it.
Well, I know. But most women complain when the men do it. And
No, they just kind of live with it, really.
They don't complain. I was just letting women know.
Apparently, they complain 3 years after the fact and after they've had a framed picture of it on their wall for three years.
Is this a hot Joe Biden take?
Yeah.
I'm a
dead
huge...
serious. The one that you see with the girl who's got his forehead, pressed to her, she... at the event, they thought it was a good picture. She had it printed out, framed, and put on her wall, and then she took it down because later on she realized that it was weird.
Because Bernie paid her
$100,000. No one realizes later on that's weird.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Guess what?
I'm going to piss off so many women.
Here's the thing, though. If you think back on it and you're that was weird, it wasn't. Did anybody react
it's
like
not.
That at the time?
Right. If you do not immediately have that reaction when something like that happens, I don't know. I can't get behind it. I can't get behind that. It's a hug.
I know this is going to surprise everyone in the audience, because this is either his third or fourth phone call today. Randall.
Hey, I was waiting for her to get in there for this
topic.
Exactly. Because somebody need to tell my mama about it. I think it's got something to do with the North and South, because I was taught to hug every lady, every woman that you come in contact with and shake every man's hand. Now, to be honest, I never seen my daddy hug another woman. But, you know what I mean? That's just me. I ain't never paid no attention to that now that you brought it up. But now, you'll never be able to hug another woman, Baron, but your wife. So you can hang it up if you ever thought about hugging. Because now if I see you hug someone, I'm going to be thinking all kind of creepy crap about you. Now you got me thinking creepy crap about myself. See, now I'm thinking,
Randall has a point, though. Randall has a point. Now, men should never be scared.
I'm telling you, I know these men. I watch them hug women. I watch what they do.
But that's never crossed my mind, ever. Even when
Craig. You ain't got to lie.
I've got Hey, Randall, I got an expert in the studio. Let me ask you a few questions. There are variations of the hug. There's the two arms straight on hug.
Mm-hmm.
When men engage that, they're mm-hmm. looking to feel the woman up. They want her breast pressed into his chest. There's the sidearm hug. There's three versions of the sidearm hug. There's the shoulder, uh-huh. acceptable. Uh-huh. Actually, four versions. There's the bra strap sidearm hug. Acceptable or not?
Resting his hand. That is a little bit creepy, but usually I've had that happen to me, they kind of like linger there and kind of feel on it.
Exactly.
And that's weird, yes.
So, yes. Then there's the waist sidearm hug.
That's okay.
And then there's the butt sidearm hug.
Okay.
Exactly. See,
two of those are okay. Two of those aren't.
But I'm just, and men everywhere are like, stop giving away our secrets.
And everybody does know which ones are okay and which ones aren't.
Everybody knows, even the men.
You know what you're doing?
If you feel a woman's bra strap, move the hell your hand away.
Well, you're being nasty.
Yeah, I mean, that ain't even nothing to think about. I mean, because damn it, I don't know about everybody. Hey, but I'm going to tell y'all this. Everybody ought to get at least one hug from Christy. I mean, she hugs the hell out of you. Now, she would choke you.
You'll feel like the most important person in the world.
Randall.
What's this about choking?
Dave, that's a different kind of hug. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Hold on, you told me and I can't remember. Who is it?
Red Top.
What's up?
Who did?
This is real damn deep today. I mean, we went from snuff to hugging. tell me what the trend was a few years ago where all these yuppie guys, and I guess that includes you, started putting tobacco and snuff in their mouth. And I had never seen that ever in my life. And I have lots of...
A yuppie guy?
That's you, basically. If you're sticking... If you're a lawyer and you're sticking chewing tobacco in your lip...
I started doing that when I was 14 years old, though. I wasn't a yuppie then. I was in eighth grade.
I just found that hard to believe. That's such a redneck, low-end thing to do.
When did all these
well-educated, college-educated guys, who in the hell started picking up chewing tobacco?
I have no idea.
There was a bunch of them, and it looked so trashy. All these businessmen with this plug in their mouth.
All right.
You ever
smoked a cigarette, Red Top?
No.
Never once?
No, it stinks.
Not even a left-handed cigarette? Saying,
no one wants to kiss a guy that has a big old dip in his mouth.
That's not a cigarette, is it, Bubba?
Well, it's a marijuana cigarette. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Two things. One, I've had friends tell me that because of issues with knowing the boundaries, they just don't do anything for women anymore. They don't hold doors. They don't carry bags. They don't do anything because they don't want anything to mm-hmm. be
misconstrued
as being sexual. And then the second thing is, I have to say that Friday reference, like 3 minutes ago,
that your boy Dave threw out.
Yeah. I don't know if everybody caught it, but that was hilarious. That is the funniest thing I've heard all morning.
Thank you, brother.
I had to call
you. Made Dave's day.
You really did. That's awesome.
That was amazing.
Good for a Friday quote a week.
Oh yeah.
That's my favorite movie.
Oh my dude. Quote that it was on It was on Housing 12, which was like our internal movie channel that we had when I was at University of Georgia my freshman year. And yeah. So it would come on, like, it was like in a rotation with Braveheart and something else. And it would be on like every hour of the day that I was at. So I probably watched that movie more than Goodfellas.
What kind of station was that to have Friday and then Braveheart? That's like the weirdest.
It was that, and then there was like some other like feel good like chick movie too. It's really weird. I guess they're trying to cover all their bases. Like, because, yeah, but so I've watched Friday a lot, and it is very, very funny every time.
It's never not been funny.
You guys have a great day.
You too, bro.
Thank you.
272-9228.
Wait, here's the thing, though. Oh. The thing about the. Wait, I got. Oh, do you got a readout?
No.
I mean, I can come back.
No, we're going out.
I'm just saying that, like, if you're not holding doors and you're not asking women if you can help them with, like, packages or bags, you're just rude. Like, that's bad manners.
Yeah. There will be one woman out there who's like, are you coming on to me, bro?
I mean, that's not why you're doing it.
I agree.
I'm just polite.
You know there will be one woman who does that.
I got proper home training, lady.
I agree with you. I'm on your side.
I know you do. I'm just saying, that lady. I'm to that lady.
Right. That woman who will inevitably do that.
Men are scum, ladies.
I got good manners.
So are some women.
Well, we'll be back.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
You can beat your toughest opponent, but one thing you should never try to beat is a train. Don't risk your life. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Meat Puppets. Yeah, I do like the power move of Kurt. Hey, you know, I know we're the biggest selling band in America, and we're doing this, you know, unplugged show, but I'm just going to play four Meat Puppets songs.
We're going to do nothing but Meat Puppets for half
four
the
four songs by a group no one's ever heard of but me.
Yeah.
And also, they're up here on stage with me, with Pat Schmier. One of the brothers is there.
Pat now plays with
Food
Fighters.
Yeah.
Cole Plumbing, generous sponsors this hour of the program. Very generous sponsors. They've been generous sponsors for a long, long time on this program. We love Cole Plumbing. When you have trouble with your ball, call on Cole, man. They're number one in the number two business. They've been doing this a long time, over 40 years, right here in the River Region. So they know the soil types, the humidity, the pressures, all that kind of stuff. And they don't have to dig. They got proprietary pipelining technology. So, man, Cole Plumbing is absolutely somebody you need to get in touch with on a very, very frequent basis whenever you have plumbing issues at all, or even you suspect you have plumbing issues, meaning you got that green patch in the yard in the middle of August. Yeah, that's probably a leak. Call Cole Plumbing. They can get that fixed without digging. 279-8919, 279-8919. You can check them out online, coleplumbing.com, or find them on Facebook. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. Who's this?
It's the Master Thespian.
Master Thespian, you're on air with Baron Coleman, Dave Mallory and Christy. How are you?
I'm doing well. I have two comments to make. One about Nirvana and one about hugging.
We can't wait for this hugging comment. We'll get through the Nirvana comment.
I had never heard Nirvana. I heard first Weird Al's parody of Nirvana, which is titled Smells Like Teen Spirit.
You know
the story about that. Weird Al asked Kurt Cobain permission. Can I do a parody of your song, Teen Spirit? And Kurt Cobain went, is it about food? And Weird Al said, no, it's about how we can't understand your lyrics. And Kurt went, okay. So that's what that song is all about.
Is it really?
Yeah. You should listen to Smells Like Teen Spirit sometimes.
You know what? You know where he named the song Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Yes.
After the other,
it's on parody. I mean, you listen to the two songs back to back, and you go, "Wow, that's creepily good."
And I'm gonna let you get to your hugging point in a second, but Kurt Cobain had a girlfriend, I guess, and they broke up, and she wanted to try to make fun of him, or maybe someone made fun of him for hanging out with her or whatever. But anyway, it was that she wore Teen Spirit deodorant, and so the way to get at him was to say he smelled like Teen Spirit, and they carried that over. So someone wrote on a wall somewhere, Kurt smells like Teen Spirit.
Yeah,
and so,
that's the title of Weird Al's parody.
Yeah.
Just briefly about the whole hugging thing, I never initiate the hug. If it's a family member, you know, I let that family member or friend initiate the hug.
You don't initiate hugs with family members?
Huh?
You don't initiate hugs with family members?
Well, because I don't know who likes being hugged and who doesn't.
He didn't want to be creepy Uncle Joe.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind giving hugs. I love giving hugs.
This whole subject is so sad.
Yeah, well, I just don't want to do something to somebody they don't want me to do.
You mean weaponizing basic human interaction is sad?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've had those people.
Joe Biden is not basic human interaction. He fondles kids on television. It's gross.
Yeah.
It's really creepy.
Yeah.
Like, Have you played her that video?
No.
Oh my God.
You have those aggressive hand shakers, you know, who just reach up there.
You talking about
your
Donald Trump will take your arm off at the end?
I salute aggressive handshakers.
So much better than the limp wrist.
Thank you. Don't
throw me a dead fish.
The dead fish handshake will literally make me throw up.
Just squeeze my hand.
I will tell you, as a woman, that is the one thing. I grew up with three brothers. That was the one thing my dad taught me all through middle school, high school, the firm handshake. I cannot stand that.
That's a good handshake. I cannot stand that when women do that thing.
One pump up and down. Look them in the eye.
Yeah.
Not only women. Men will throw you a dead fish every now and then.
There's a certain dude that's running for mayor that has the deadest dead fish handshake ever.
Does his name start with R and end with Tur Davis?
Yes.
He'll slip me a dead fish one time. It'll give you the willies. Yeah.
Baron, the master of subtlety.
He slipped me a dead fish one time. I didn't know what to make of it.
It's gross.
It makes me not want to interact with you anymore.
It's emasculating.
Golly. Our number 272-9228. No, I'm not trying to, you know, destroy every man's hugging game. You're allowed to hug people, but there's basic human interaction. You go in for standard hugs. You hug in one of the two comfort zones, the shoulder or the waist. You don't grab their butt. You don't grab their bra strap or their boobs. You don't pull their body into you face on.
Obvious. And I think I'm very easygoing when it comes to this stuff. But those two things, the butt and the bra strap, and like the rubbing down my back as you're hugging me, that's kind of like at that point I'm like I visibly like tense up.
That's a little Joe Biden-ish.
I'm like okay. Yeah.
They know what they're doing. Is all I'm saying.
And that was my point. And that's every man knows what he's doing.
And Barron's point, and he brought it up to me yesterday, and we talked about it because I sort of think that Joe is just kind of like a weird dude who is really like comfortable with himself. He's seen a lot of tragedy. He likes to comfort people, that kind of thing. Barron's all like, nah, he nasty.
He's gross. He knows what he's doing.
He's getting his jollies.
I don't know. I think I side more with Dave on this one.
Yeah. Nah, he's putting it in the bank. I'm telling you.
I'm
guaranteeing.
You know what? I was 100%. I was 100% on my take until you showed me the picture of him staring at the little girl.
Yes.
I was like, all right, he nasty.
I've not seen this picture yet. Supermax
prison is where he belongs.
Comment on that.
Whoever sent me the picture yesterday of Joe Biden staring at the 8-year-old, send it again because I will show you a picture and you'll go, yeah, he's gross. He nasty. Guess who's considering a Senate run in Alabama?
Florida man!
Matt Gaetz.
Yeah, Florida man.
36-year-old Matt Gaetz.
I'm with it. Florida man for Senate.
I'm in.
I would just run as Florida man if I was him.
I would, too. Everybody loves Florida man.
My sign would be the Florida man avatar with the dude with the gold spray paint on his beard.
Yes.
Because he got arrested for huffing Krylon. I love Florida man so much. Florida man is just like
the greatest. Did you play the game where you look up your birthday?
I brought it up, yes.
That was a great game.
Florida man is just, it's the gift that keeps on giving. On the Barron,
would you like to answer that?
Barron, are you aware that there's a timeline where they don't have Florida man?
No, that's not true.
There is. There has to be.
Donald Trump isn't president, though.
Correct.
Okay. Matt Gaetz running, allegedly looking to run. Apparently, there's a rule. I did not know this.
Yeah, you don't have to live in the state.
You don't have to live in Alabama, but for one day.
Correct.
What the hell? Is that true?
Used to have a lot of immigrants, you know? A lot of people just, you know, everyone came from somewhere else.
Yeah, they're into immigrants. He's big into immigrants. He loves immigrants.
He's an immigrant guy.
An immigrant guy.
Yeah.
He likes immigrants and horses.
Yeah.
Oh, good combo. All right.
And immigrants and horses at the same time.
But is he going to ride his horse to the polls?
Hey, but you know what? I've been saying I want someone under 40 to run for that seat. He's only 36.
I'm telling you, Florida man.
You know who's allegedly convincing him to do this?
Florida man can win.
Trump. Let me tell you, if Trump puts his effort behind him, Matt Gaetz will be your next United States Senator. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, my man Tom Latham over there is money. He's dynamite, guys. He absolutely is dynamite. Check out his Facebook page. You will see concrete work you absolutely cannot believe. You'll see work on curbing and walkways, driveways, patios, even the foundations for homes and businesses. He can clear a lot and get a perfect foundation laid for you for your home site on your dream lot. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, pennyearn.co on the web, but don't go there. I mean, you can. But go to the Facebook page. Go to the Facebook page, which you can get to from pennyearn.co if you don't know how to find it. But just look up Penny Earn Concrete Technologies or call Tom Latham directly, 284-9292. 284-9292. Tom Latham over there will get you squared away. Go to the Facebook page. Look at the pictures and videos. You'll see what I'm talking about. Really, really dynamite. Now, this is one of my third or fourth favorite Nirvana songs. All right, call Tom Latham. We'll be back.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey, kids!
kids?
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Bring on the biscuits. Yeah, bring on the biscuits.
The biscuits are back, making fresh memories nightly. Each Monday is dedicated to our Golden Biscuits members, presented by Arrowhead Country Club and Blue Water Broadcasting. Membership perks include a ticket to each Monday home game, $10 in food bucks, and a discount at the Biscuit Basket. For more information, visit biscuitsbaseball.com or call 323-BALL.
Let's go!
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our active weather pattern will continue through the weekend and beyond. For today, risk of showers and thunderstorms continues, mostly morning and midday hours. Otherwise, a warm day today with a high temperature up to about 81. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible tonight, overnight low 63. Then for Saturday and Sunday, the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms around both days. High temperatures will be in the low 80s Saturday, mid-80s possible by Sunday. Could be a few stronger storms, I think, by late Sunday into Sunday evening, too, and more storms on Monday. Stay on top of all this active weather with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Search Rich Thomas Weather in the App Store. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
I'm on my time with everyone.
Music was so much better back then, Dave. This was always considered like a slow song.
I know.
All right, guys, 272-9228 if you want to get in. 35 minutes now after 11 o'clock. We'll get to your phone calls in a moment. My friends Greg and his team over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502. Business owners. I just had this conversation with a manager at a business this morning. Have you gotten in touch with Greg Wren yet? No. Have you called 356-1502 yet to see if you can save some money on your employee benefits? No. Why not? It just seems like a hassle. Who needs to save more money in life? Your business does. Your employees do. Call him today. 356-1502. 356-1502. Greg Wren over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Also on the web, cornerstonemga.com. Does anyone use that phrase anymore, on the web? You say online.
They've got the internet on computers now.
Personally have never said on the web, but it's just me.
Oh.
My favorite is when people say, when you say, where'd you get that? They say, I got it offline. It's an odd turn of phrase, isn't it?
I've never noticed that.
I never said that until you said it.
I got it offline.
Offline means you went to a brick and mortar store.
Right.
Anyway, call Greg Wren. 356-
offline means not online.
1502. 356-1502. CornerstoneMGA.com. I have Dave Mallory. I have Christy. I'm Baron. And who is this?
This is JD.
Hey, JD. What's up?
Man, I just wanted to redeem myself.
Okay. Did you have a bad call yesterday?
I just needed to know how everybody is doing today.
Ah, JD, that's right. You did have a bad call yesterday. JD well, acted like he listened all the time, and then when I said, who listens, he said, a lot of people
listen. Everybody?
There's more than one person listening. But go ahead, JD.
Everybody.
Everybody.
I had to redeem myself.
Everybody listen.
For you.
All right. Well, y'all having a wonderful show. I'm loving it as always, and I hope y'all continue to have a great day.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Now you know everybody. Listen.
What?
Because I went to the Hellmouth that is the Alabama State House yesterday.
Oh, why did you go there?
I had a meeting.
Ugh.
It's
gross.
That is gross.
But like three people were like, "Good job today on the radio."
Let me tell you, there's not a single person in that building who doesn't listen.
Well, and you may know this about me, but I'm like better friends with like the staff than the people that
Dave
matter.
Likes staff.
He
likes the staff.
You know what I mean. I'm like
he's a big fan of the staff.
I'm friends with the people.
Loves the staff.
I'm a man of the people.
I know you love the staff.
Friend of mine that I would not think would listen.
Uh-huh.
Literally comes up. He's like, "It's the radio man." He's like, "Every Thursday I listen."
No kidding.
Yeah.
That made you feel...
It really did. It makes me feel good.
Yeah. I told someone this the other day. I mean, on Bama Country, people come up to Bubba all the time, and they say how much they listen to him and all. And when he doesn't... I think it kind of rolls off of him, but I get so giddy still. I'm like, oh, my God, people listen to me.
I am on the radio.
I definitely, Yeah, it's great.
That's how you know, though. I actually had a conversation with somebody who's a radio host up in Huntsville yesterday. A long conversation last night. And he's a great guy. He's a fantastic guy. But he only been on the air a couple of 3 months. It's Jeff Poor. He was up here.
Yeah.
Great, great human being. Great radio host.
He's in Huntsville?
Yeah. He's on VNN up there.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. 2 to 5. It's a great radio show. I've listened to it on a number of occasions. I've actually been on it a couple times. But he is he's a good guy. And I said, are people recognizing you yet? And he said, no. I said, they will. Just trust me. Mm-hmm. Over time, they will. And you'll go to the grocery store and you'll be talking on your phone and someone will, come by and say,
mm-hmm.
Are you on the radio? I recognize your voice. So it happens. I recognize caller voices sometimes.
That's weird.
I know.
Yeah.
I heard a guy on a cell phone in a restaurant one day and I said, are you? And it was somebody who called, so I'm not going to say.
I kind of have like an objectively terrible voice, especially for how I look. Like it's way too nasally and way too high pitched. But and I don't have any kind of accent like Baron, and so like
you have no discernible accent.
No, I don't. I'm from nowhere, but that's what people recognize. They're like, oh, it's the dude that doesn't have an accent. So that's how they recognize me.
Huh. I get a lot of people come in and pick up tickets and stuff they want, and they're like, you look exactly like I thought you would by your voice.
What? What does that mean?
I don't know.
You know what I get? You don't look exactly like... Most people think my voice doesn't match my appearance.
Hmm.
And they're always disappointed. They're like, oh, is that you?
Ah.
Like, hey now, easy.
You're a bland 30-something white guy.
You don't have a single intersectional victimhood status note to your...
What did you... They thought you'd have, what do you call them, job killers?
Job killer tattoo. Job stoppers.
Yeah, job stoppers. That was it.
That's hilarious.
The old back of the hand tattoo, the side of the neck.
I told a friend of mine yesterday, I was like, if I had $500 spare, I literally would have left my house yesterday and gone to a tattoo parlor. And I hate tattoo. I'm like Mr. Anti-Tattoo, but I would have got G-A-T-A and then... dogs, but then I realized that dogs had an
W.
It had an S on it.
Yeah.
And so then, like, I needed...
What's G-A-T-A mean?
Get after their...
Oh, you can't have that tattooed on.
That would be...
No.
Don't get knuckle tats.
No.
I could get away with it.
Could you?
Or just get G-A-T-A right here on my neck.
No.
I could get away with it, though.
Wow. I've got breaking news.
Yeah, I saw.
The news that we broke on this program during the race last year.
Really?
Yes. During the program last year, during the 2018 election. Yeah. During the election for state auditor, we broke news on this program that one of the candidates allegedly broke into a computer record searching for information on one of the other candidates, Stan Cook. And
why would you do that?
We were assured by this guy's team it absolutely was not him. He had nothing to do with it. We used the word allegedly like we sprinkled it in like cracked pepper on a salad. I mean, I said allegedly so many times. Here's the headline. And those of you who were listening during the last campaign cycle, intellectually honest, philosophically consistent, and factually correct. People come to this program to get their news years ahead of time, Dave. We're living in 3019.
3019.
Attorney General Steve Marshall announces the arrest of Elliot Lipinski, candidate for state auditor Republican nomination 2018, for illegal computer tampering, attempting tampering of law enforcement records.
Wow.
Guys, wow. I told you I was right about that. I don't announce things on air that aren't correct.
How about that?
I feel bad for the young man. He's a good guy. He lives out in Pike Road.
Yeah, that's terrible.
What kind of sentence does that carry?
Probation, probably.
Yeah,
it's just embarrassing. He'll lose
his probably lose his job.
Probably lose his law license. Yep. And he's a prosecutor, of all things. Speaking of...
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
No.
You can't do that. They do that in football.
You can't do that?
Yeah.
Was that like a penalty?
Yeah.
My kids always say this because I'm watching a game like cheating, number 39. So that's cheating. You can't do that.
We always say, they cheating, Mr. Ref. And so like I've said it enough that somebody got called and my 8-year-old just dropped, they cheating, Mr. Ref.
I always do that. They're like, there's a whistle. What was the penalty? I was like, cheating, number 39. Right there, he's cheating.
In Death Valley, when I went to LSU at football games, they would call a penalty right there and the whole student section would chant
you
it.
You can't do that. That's fine.
It was.
You know who plays for LSU's basketball team?
Who?
Bruce Hornsby's kid.
The Range?
He's a white gunner.
I bet he can shoot.
White gunner, like 48.5%.
I bet he can shoot.
From behind the three.
His dad's band was named The Range. You know that kid has range.
Do you know who Bruce Hornsby is?
I know who Bruce Hornsby is.
So yesterday...
She's like former pianist for the Grateful Dead? Yes, I know.
Yes, exactly. Yesterday, we broke that he beat Allen Iverson in one-on-one.
I heard that.
And now his son plays ball at LSU?
His son plays ball at LSU. He's a big dude.
And
Bruce is like 6'6".
Surely, if he's rich and famous, he's not sucking up a scholarship, right?
I mean, you know,
take one for the team, you know?
I would think that.
The Range can cut the check. You know, Bill the Range.
You know, I don't know that he gets like band share of dead profits. See, that's the thing, like the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
When Wyman retired and they replaced him with Daryl Jones. Daryl Jones has been in the band longer than Wyman has at this
but
point.
But is the state still making bank?
But he's like, well, Wyman's not dead, but Daryl Jones like isn't a full member of the band. So he doesn't get the band share. He gets like, he's like hired
he's
like help.
He's like an independent contractor. Mm-hmm. He gets a CIF bonus.
Yeah.
You know?
Here's
an 8-ball and a smat of heroin.
Right, right.
You know, make use of it.
Like Bruce Hornsby.
All right, our number 2729228. I am so excited about our next advertiser I get to talk about. Auburn House Wash is one of the most fun advertisers I've been able to bring on this program in quite some time. These guys are amazing. They're absolutely incredible. 826 Wash. It'll revolutionize your house, I'm telling you. 826 Wash. Go to their website, auburnhousewash.com, or go to their Facebook page and watch some of those time-lapse videos. You'll see what they're able to do to patios, decks, windows, trim, brick, wood, vinyl, siding, the roofs. It's incredible what they're able to do. It looks like your house was built brand new. So you could knock down your house and build a new one, or you could call Auburn House Wash, and for like 1 millionth of the price, you could have them come out and clean it. It's amazing. Amazing. It's like giving your house a bath. You give your dog a bath. You give your kids a bath. You give yourself a bath. Give your house a bath. Give your house a bath.
You spend
all that money on your yard, and then you got an ugly house, dirty house. Clean it. Give it a bath. AuburnHouseWash.com. They're professional. They're great. They're local. And you're going to love them. They got a truck dedicated right here to the river region. More Nirvana? What? We'll be back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-36A, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, Riley Manning Painting.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean.
An evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band. August 11th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
She's no lady, she's no wife.
The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett.
Here I am. Yes, it's me.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Lyle Lovett and his large band, presented by Big Spring Entertainment and the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
They're not my favorite.
25th anniversary of Kurt being murdered.
These cheering wasn't really like, you know what I mean?
Well, they didn't.
Like, I was 14 when Nirvana came out, man.
I was 12. And they didn't have to suffer through Poison.
Nelson.
Nelson.
Winger.
I keep forgetting we're the same age, Jeff.
Nelson.
Right. And I think Nirvana was a good palate cleanser for those Winger. Who went through all
if
that
you
crap.
Went through glam rock, you had...
Winger. We have a ballet dancer, but he can sing, but he can kick really high.
They didn't have to listen to Skid Row with
was
Sebastian
Kip,
Bach.
Kip Winger.
Now, Kip Winger, he had a couple good songs, actually.
Yeah, but what... Oh no! And I was gonna bring up a really inappropriate great white joke, but
yeah, no, not do that. Our number 272-9228. Speaking of appropriate, we've been talking about inappropriate hugs and inappropriate touching,
bro.
Something totally appropriate.
Joey hugged me inappropriately.
Well, I saw that.
Well, I hugged him with my eyes.
Joey has a habit of grabbing me under the table.
I don't think Baron caught that.
He's famous, so I let him do anything.
He did not.
Grabbed him by the. Anyway.
I have very strong toes.
Go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Ew.
Stop that right now in 4 or 5 minutes.
Let me get through the Midtown spot.
Can't read the spot!
We'll get back to inappropriate radio.
Pasta.
Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Yes, pasta. The pasta of the week this week. Dave had it yesterday.
Very warm and comforting.
Oh, yeah.
Dave had it yesterday.
I did. I had the special yesterday, and it was bananas.
It's in a lemon wine sauce, succulent, perfectly cooked, like, Gulf shrimp, mushrooms, and asparagus.
I want like a triple order.
You can get a triple order.
Well, I know, but I'd have to pay for it.
Oh, well, that's true.
Yeah, $27 lunch.
That's why Dave always wants me to go to lunch.
Well,
although Meech did bring me a free piece of pizza because they cooked it wrong for somebody. And so he's like, hey, man, you want this? I was like, yeah, hungry.
Yeah. As a matter of fact.
But it wasn't their fault. The portion was big.
The
portions
big.
Are fine. I just was on the 500 calories the day before. So
right. You're on some weird diet. Go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. They got two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. And while you're there, check out the special this week. You can pair it with a salad for $9. You can also get a slice of lasagna and a salad for $9, or a slice of your favorite pie and a salad for $9.
And apparently, I missed the go-to move, which is the bacon mac and cheese.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, my gosh.
It's my favorite there.
It came out, and I was like, whoa.
It is fire.
Wait.
Amazing.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
Five different delicious creamy cheeses.
I was literally...
With two strips of bacon on top.
I was taken aback.
like somebody trying to hug me inappropriately.
He was awestruck, bumfuzzled by it.
I was.
Three years from now, he's going to be like, that was inappropriate.
I was nonplussed.
All right, we got Christy in the studio. We got Dave Mallory in the studio. We've got Joey here, Baron Coleman. And I have not heard from Dennis Mitchell in quite some time. How, sir, are you?
I am fantastic, guys. Hope y'all have a good weekend and all that. Well, guys, I got to ask you about a couple races, the Mayor's Race and District 74. Baron, what names are you hearing for District 74?
You would have to subscribe to Inside Alabama Politics, my friend, to find all those good information. It's a cheap, right. It's well worth it. I know some people who ride over there. They're good. They're good.
They're okay.
Yeah, they're good people.
They ain't.
They're okay.
Some of them are tall.
Okay, do you think...
Todd's like average size.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, and also, too, on the mayor's race, with General Crowell getting in the mayor's race, does that hurt David Woods more, or does that hurt Elton Dean more, in y'all's opinion?
I don't think it hurts anybody.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't think General Crowell's going to...
You mean Pike Road resident?
Oh.
General Crowell?
Hot take.
Is that who you're talking about?
He's talking about like when Richard Bollinger tried to run for District 74 and lived out of the district?
Well, someone anonymously called and said he's not in the district.
Well, I mean, the anonymous people do anonymous things.
Yeah.
What about District 74? Who's your man there, Dennis?
He's saying he doesn't know. He doesn't know who's...
I don't live in that district. I live in Kirk Hatcher's district. That District 74 used to be my district until I got redistricted out of there.
That is Daniel Sparkman running?
Yeah, I've heard that. He's a younger guy.
Yeah, I think Charlotte Meadows may be trying to get into that race.
Yeah.
Retread. Oh, sorry, Joey.
Yeah, man.
No comment.
Do what?
Also, too, if you had a bet money right now, you think Rhonda Walker might throw her head in the ring for that race?
I would rather be a county commissioner.
She said no.
Yeah, I'd rather be a county commissioner.
Yeah,
yeah. She said nyet.
Because then you only have to meet twice a year, and you get better benefits. It's no brainer.
Yeah. One other question.
Go ahead.
Yeah. One other question I got to ask y'all. Hang up at y'all's comments. Right now, we got 9 candidates for mayor right now. At the end of the qualifying, if y'all had bet money, how many others do you think will throw their head in the ring? Thank you.
When Emory ran, there were 37 people, and he won without a runoff.
Yeah, he was pretty fly.
Wow.
It won't be 37. I don't know that all 9 will qualify.
Correct.
I think you could have 6 or 7 in the race at most. Doug, you were on the air with a whole cast of characters.
Yes, hello.
Doug.
Yes.
Sound like Mr. Ed there, my friend.
Yeah, well, I could be a
horse. Big into horses. We got people who are big into horses here, Doug.
No. My hometown is in Northwest Florida, and I saw on the Okaloosa County Republican Facebook page Matt Gaetz for Alabama Senate. What do you think of that?
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit ago.
20-minute segment on Florida Man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
I'm for it.
You don't listen 15 hours a week, do you, Doug?
No, I actually have a job.
Doug, don't get smart.
I'm for it.
I want him to get in for two reasons. One is it'll bring a ton of outside money in the state of Alabama. And if you're in the campaign consulting business or advertising selling business,
you like
that's
those
good.
Things.
Yeah,
we're for good. More money in politics.
Yes, I am not one of those
like,
less
let's
money.
Let's get the money out of politics. Wrong.
Easy. Money in politics is a good thing, Doug.
Yep. Well, like I said, I'll be happy to loan them to you.
Hold on.
Wait. Oh, he's talking about Florida Man. He'll be happy to loan him to us.
Oh, loan.
Is that where you were going?
Yeah.
I don't take people on loan.
Yeah. Oh, he'll have to move to Florida, I guess.
Yes. He doesn't have to move far. He only lives like 20 minutes from the border.
He moved to Geneva.
All right, guys. Well, hold on.
Oh, man. Yeah. I wanted him to say Wilbur.
Oh.
Wilbur.
He did have a little, kind of sounded like a horse.
A horse is a horse, of course.
He's a nice guy, though. I don't hate him. I'm going through the news.
There was an entire show, then the premise was a talking horse.
I know.
It's amazing. Think about how great America is.
I'll give you an idea of how old you're getting, Dave. When I was a young man, I watched Nick at Night every night.
I remember Nick at Night.
Nick at Night at the time was My Three Sons, the Donna whatever show.
Donna Reed
show. It was Car 54, Where Are You? All these 1950s black and white shows.
Nope.
Now
they're
Nick
so
Knight,
bad.
Now Nick at Night is like Seinfeld and
yeah,
it's like shows
I know,
from the
Friends.
And I think, why would they play such new shows? And then you look, and these shows
Did they really play the Friends episode where they get free porn for like a whole day on Nickelodeon?
You know that.
Probably, yeah.
It's one of my favorite episodes.
Joey?
Yeah.
So those shows were all like...
Joey, that's disgusting. Push that button.
Those were the shows that came on in that terrible time when you were a kid and you were sick from school, that like after The Price is Right, mm-hmm. but like before the Cubs game came on, they were always like, that's how I know Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed wasn't bad. I watched it.
Bubba introduced me to that.
I mean, the whole
weeks ago, not before this. And he kept referencing it. I didn't know what he was talking about. He finally showed me an episode. I'm like, this is dumb.
The whole premise is there's a talking horse. No, guys, wait. But hear me out. Wait. What if the horse talks? I was like, there's people that are like, Joe, you watch BoJack Horseman?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So literally they did it in the 50s, but it was a live action and the horse talked.
Adult Swim these days is, as you get later glorious. And later, it's so
it's weirder
disturbing.
And weirder. Yeah.
It's so disturbing as it gets
You're later. Essentially watching hentai at the end.
It's so good.
I worked at the Pennsylvania Supreme Court for a little while, and the justice I worked for is a guy named Michael Aiken. And Michael Aiken was famous for writing rhyming opinions. And there was a question one time when an Amish person was drunk and got into a buggy accident, like a horse and buggy accident, they charged him with a DUI. And it came up to the Supreme Court whether or not you could be drunk on a DUI on a horse. Hmm. And he had the clerks and everybody write up a real opinion, just like you would normally be. And then he trashed the opinion, and this is what came out. I'm going to read it word for word. A horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed.
That's right.
Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you'll endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed. This is in the opinion, by the way.
I feel so stupid.
Then he says, a horse is a horse, of course, but the vehicle code does not divorce its application from perforce. A steed, as my colleague said. It's not vague, I'll say till I'm hoarse, and whether a car, a truck, or horse, this law applies with equal force, and I'd reverse instead. That was the opinion he gave.
Wow.
Power move.
Yeah.
Is he elected or is he appointed?
He was elected.
Oh, okay. I was saying, because that's like the type of thing you do when you know you can't get fired.
He has since gotten fired, and I'll explain why off air.
Oh!
Okay. He has since gotten kicked off the Pennsylvania Supreme Court.
For being too into horses?
No, it wasn't that.
Spent a lot of time in Amish country.
It was,
Hey, Hans, jiggle these reins and let's get going.
It was, I'll explain after we get off here. I'll explain after we get off here.
He's like trying to get it out, and I'm just keep coming with the horse jokes.
I'll just say the guy was one of the craziest people I've ever worked with.
He sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Gosh, I wish I could tell the story on air. The way it is in Pennsylvania is you run for election the first time in a contested primary and general election, just like normal. And then every 10 years, they vote you up.
Remain? Yeah.
Oh, good.
And so you only have to run every 10 years, and it's just whether or not they kick you off or not. He is one of the very few people in the history of Pennsylvania that's ever gotten voted down. And it wasn't the stupid rhyming opinions. He actually was a good judge. I'll tell you one little story. There was a case that came up, and the people would file aliquotters. It was like a petition for writ of certiorari here, but we would write a report on the aliquotter. And the aliquotter...
The mollycoddle?
Aliquotter.
Oh, okay.
The question was, was this criminal apprehended in a legal way?
Mm-hmm.
Or did they apprehend him according to the rules of civil apprehension? All right, that way. And I disagreed with the way it was done, because it was not done according to the criminal way. And he was... in Ohio and extradited back to Pennsylvania. So I took him the report, and he looked at me and said, come here for a second. I said, what? He goes, no opinion I ever write is going to start, this guy had 10 kilos of cocaine on him, and we're going to let him go, so here's why.